Hello, welcome to Wisconsin Sport Radio Broadcast. Today, we will be interviewing the famous boxer, Jack Dempsey. Dempsey won the heavyweight boxing championship in 1919, as well as many other boxing titles in his glorious career. Hello, Jack.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Let's start out and talk about your childhood. How was your early life?
Well, life wasn't great back then. I worked as a farmhand, miner, and a cowboy in the Mormon village of Manasseh. I was actually taught to box by my older brother, and that's really how I got the love of the sport. In eighth grade, I had to work so much that I dropped out of school to try and earn money to support my family.
Wow, that's early to be dropping out, but I'm glad you made it. Do you remember the first time boxing or fighting?
Well, as I said before, my older brother was the one who got me into boxing. And that's the first time I remember boxing. Other than that, when I was 17, I would hop around from town to town and try to pick fights wherever I could. This earned me some money as well as some more boxing experience.
Very interesting that you started at such a young age. Keeping with the fighting theme, what was your first professional boxing match?
My first boxing match was against Young Hancock, which took place on August 17, 1914. I remember feeling very nervous getting in the ring in front of such a big crowd, bigger than what I was used to. And I think the nerves got to me because the match ended in a tie.
Well, I think you eventually shook off the nerves because you took the heavyweight title 5 years later. Could you talk about that more? Give some details how you felt?
Sure. The fight took place on July 4th, 1919. Jack Willard was my opponent, and as soon as I stepped into the ring, I could see the determination on Willard's face. I knew that I had to try as hard as I could to take that belt. After the first two rounds, I tried to weaken him up, throwing a couple of light punches while taking them myself. But on the third round, I started to throw some harder punches. After too many of those punches, Willard couldn't take it anymore, and I knocked him out. The feeling was unbelievable, coming from a family that had little money and having to fight and work to support my family all the way to winning a heavyweight title. I couldn't believe it. The feeling was amazing.
I bet it was. I really couldn't imagine that. So, how long did you keep the belt for?
I kept it a little under 7 years. I lost it to Gene Tunney on September 23rd, 1926. The fight was hard and rough, and I just couldn't keep up with Tunney's quick movement. I fought Tunney again in 1927. I managed to drop him, but I didn't step away in time, so the count started late, and Tunney got up. That fight ended in Tunney winning again, which was disappointing.
That must have been really disappointing. Now that you're retired, what do you do in your free time?
Now, I run a restaurant in Broadway. We serve the best cheesecake in the world. You should come in and give it a try.
Oh yeah, I for sure will. That sounds really delicious. Well, sorry, Jack, but that's all the time we have now. Thanks for coming in. It was a great pleasure to talk about your career. Very interesting.
Thanks for having me. You were a great host.
Well, like I said, that's all the time we have. See you guys in the next one, and make sure to subscribe to Wisconsin Radio Broadcast. And get notifications for every podcast that we upload. See ya.